Hello, my dear friends. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. I know at this special time we are now having online conference, and this is a good opportunity for people not only coming from China but also from the rest of the world. We are all coming together to have this online conference. People are in different locations, different time zones. I think this is a good way. And here I'm very pleased and honored to be part of this conference discussing the very interesting topic, digitalization of trade. What does it mean by digitalization of trade? If you look back 20 years ago in China, the internet at that time was only a tool to interact with each other for people to get information. International trade was still driven by the traditional way of doing business. But at that time, 20 years ago, international trade was beginning to be driven by these technologies, by these innovations to help international traders to get in touch with each other, finding business information, finding business opportunities. But now, the global trade has different landscape. It has been driven by digitalization process. China is one of the earliest nations to experience such changes, driven by the digitalization process. As we know, we are lucky to see these changes, and these are reflected in the following aspects. Firstly, the digitalization process changed the way we do business. We see more and more international traders are coming online. It is because global consumers, they are beginning to purchase online. Especially we see the emerging international trading platforms like Amazon, Alibaba, eBay, and others, empowering international traders, especially small and medium-sized enterprises, to participate in international trade. With this new trade policy and regulation in China, the Chinese consumers can buy almost any individual consumer product from overseas through cross-border e-commerce channels. International trade in China has become much easier than ever before, and this is all due to cross-border e-commerce.